Hey everyone, this is Roman Prokopchuk, and this is a Digital Savage Experience, Episode 12, Meeting Gary Vaynerchuk, aka Gary V. So, as you all know, or some people that listen to this, or if you haven't heard of Gary Vaynerchuk, he is a content killer. He, you know, he puts out a crap load of content that's beneficial, that teaches for free, that doesn't ask anything in return. And then at sometimes, like when he comes out with a book, you know, he's given so much that, you know, people go and actually purchase the book or do whatever other action because he's given so much value. He's from Eastern Europe. He grew his father's wine business in Springfield, New Jersey from $4 million to $60 million using Google AdWords, YouTube, Wine Library channel, when those platforms were still in their infancy. Now he's the chairman of VaynerX, the holding company of VaynerMedia and PureWow, that I believe is about $150 million in terms of earnings at this point. Well, he did his first book signing actually at the Wine Library in Springfield, New Jersey, and me and my brother went last Saturday, I believe it was, in February. I was gonna actually do a podcast episode about it, but I got real busy with video content and other things in terms of marketing, and I haven't had a chance. So hopefully in March I really go hard and go hungry in terms of the podcast. So it was a considerable amount of people. About 1,000 people showed up, which is pretty sick for a book signing. He was only supposed to be there, I believe, from 11 to 12:30, but there were so many people, he ended up staying way later, even though he had prior obligations. He literally signed every book, took every selfie, even said a few words and recorded a few messages for some people, which is very nice and very admirable. And in terms of his videos, he's exactly like he is in his videos. He's very humble, very nice to everyone, really down to earth. So it was actually a real pleasure meeting him. And based on some of the stuff I'm doing in marketing, hopefully we'll run into him and our paths cross in the near future. So I got there with my brother. It was a very good climate in terms of everybody that was driven into achieving what they wanted to achieve, regardless of what industry they were in. So there was marketers there, there were real estate agents, there were other professions, but everybody was hungry to succeed. So I've been to a lot of networking events, marketing specific, for specific industries, and a lot of them are more of a corporate mindset. Let's make connections to climb up the corporate ladder. Where this was a little bit more genuine. As soon as me and my brother got into the line, we started talking to people, what we're about, sharing information, giving each other ideas, motivating each other, making contacts. I followed up meeting a few people after which that I met and then met in the event group on Facebook for the book signing. So it's all very positive. I was actually trying to figure out how to start a more so a Gary V entrepreneur, kind of a hustler, meetup event or some kind of networking function that's local in terms of New Jersey, New York, possibly Pennsylvania as well, which should be exciting. But one cool thing is Gary Vaynerchuk's father, Sasha, has been on a few episodes of his Daily V show, and he credits his parents for a lot of his success. So I actually ran into him because Wine Library is his store, outside, and started talking a little bit. I snapped a quick picture, started talking about kind of the immigrant journey. So if you listen to one of my previous podcast episodes about immigrating and becoming a marketer, self-made marketer from an immigrant, Gary also immigrated from Belarus, that was still under the Soviet Union, to the United States, and basically his whole family kind of hustled and had that kind of immigrant mentality. So I kind of just spoke about with his dad where I came from, mentioned in terms of, you know, what he's done and what the difference in climate and attitudes are in terms of people that came here, 20, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, and people that are coming here now in terms of the work ethic, in terms of the ambition, determination, and things of that nature. So that conversation was a little longer because I was only able to talk to Gary for, you know, a couple seconds based on not taking up everybody's time in line. I got a few good selfies, got my book signed, got a video clip that I can utilize moving forward in terms of some marketing efforts. So in all, genuine dude has some good stuff to say in terms of social and brand building. And basically is a leading influencer that doesn't, you know, talk nonsense or sell courses. So very reputable. I've been listening to him for probably a year and a half. So that content started first in terms of marketing content. And then it moved into more motivational content. Just get out there, do it, start acting. And it really translated into like actions. So before just thinking about it, no, I don't want to do a podcast, I don't want to do a blog, I don't want to do a video series, I don't want to go to networking events. Now it's like not only things that you want to do, but sometimes you have to do things you don't want to figure out what you actually want to do, if that makes any sense. So his book, Crushing It, is out now. I recommend reading that and his four other previous books in terms of if you want to get into marketing, if you have a company, a brand, a small business that you want to grow through social or other platforms online. So all in all, definitely somebody you should follow, definitely somebody you should try to connect with if you have the chance. And then in terms of marketing, so not only social, but I know other things like search engine optimization, paid search, analytics, online reputation management, and things of that nature. So I'm local in New Jersey. If anyone's around here and listens to this podcast, feel free to ask any questions on the podcast. Reach out to me on social. If you have a podcast, let's collaborate, you know, do some kind of like crossover. If you have some kind of motivational podcast or anything and need some kind of, you know, marketing voice, I'm always happy to help. If anyone has any questions, concerns, feedback, I'm always happy to hear it. Until next time, thanks guys, I appreciate it. Take care.